Okay, so we're at Frimley Hall Hotel. I'm talking to Geoffrey Vero, who is the president of the Surrey Heath Conservative Association. And we're at an event here for the Coalition for Marriage. Now, we've heard a couple of speakers from the organisation, the Coalition for Marriage. And you were recently on Question Time, was it, with Paxman?
No, actually Newsnight, BBC Newsnight, BBC with Jeremy Newsnight. Paxman.
Right, okay, because, you know, you've been quite critical of this policy of the Conservative government to allow gay marriage.
Yes, well, I just feel that it wasn't in the mandate. It certainly wasn't in the coalition agreement, and certainly when we were electioneering in 2010, there was no mention of this, and therefore I think to present what appears to be a fait accompli by David Cameron and a group for this same-sex marriage within this one parliament, I think is just rushing the matter far too quickly.
Right, okay. Now, in Surrey Heath, at least, there's a lot of Conservatives, rank-and-file Conservatives, who have been big supporters of the local Conservative Association, who are really upset about this, and particularly upset with Michael Gove's stance on the matter, because obviously, you know, he's been a big voice with regards to this for the government on Sky News and on the BBC. And actually, there's some Conservatives who are saying, well, we don't want to be a part of the Conservative Party anymore because of this. What would you say to that?
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and I've agreed to disagree with Michael, and he's perfectly entitled to his view, and I think other people are entitled to their views as well. I think what concerns me is that why do we need to legislate on an issue like this, and why legislate it so quickly? In fact, I had the opportunity to go up to see Michael at Parliament last week, and we did have half an hour on the subject, and he was prepared to listen to me, and there's no doubt that I think he is concerned about some of the implications this is going to have on his teachers and for children. I think the matter had not been thought through very clearly. There's no doubt there's a movement throughout the whole world. We're seeing it in France, we're seeing it in America, we're seeing it in England, and therefore I think everybody's entitled to their own views on this. But for a lot of Conservative members, and certainly for older members, as I mentioned on this Newsnight programme, this seems to be a move too quickly, which needs a lot more debate and consideration, and I, for one, would prefer it not to go through.
I've spoken to quite a lot of members of the community about this recently, particularly because of the sort of media attention that it's had. And I've got to say, the overriding sort of view that I'm getting from people at the moment is they don't really care about it.
I think for an awful lot of people it is a non-issue, there's no doubt. And certainly people below the ages of 45, they haven't given it an awful lot of consideration. I think we're living in a very much more liberal environment than we lived 30 years ago. And for a lot of people, they want to see as much freedom as possible. However, for older people, this is of a concern, and it's certainly a concern for those people of a religious matter. Interesting enough, I was chatting to I've just come in on a flight this evening from Morocco, and I had a most interesting chat with a Muslim teacher from Leicester, and I asked him about his views, and he says, well, you know, within the religious community, this is an issue. For a lot of other people, it isn't. Mm. So I fully understand for 80% of the country, I think it's probably a non-issue.
Sure. And what would you say then, because what is the compromise here? I mean, there must be some middle ground. Could that be perhaps just not forcing the church to do these gay marriage ceremonies?
Well, certainly what the government have said at the moment is that no church is going to be forced to do it. The concern is that in Europe, that European human rights legislation, whatever else, will override that. I mean, the government is trying to play down all aspects of religious aspects of this.
Okay. Well, listen, Geoffrey, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated. No doubt we'll be hearing more from you on this.
Always nice to chat to you. Thank you very much.
I'm now here with Lavinia Seeley. Now, Lavinia is the chairman of Surrey County Council, but I must stress she's not here in that capacity tonight. We're at the Surrey Heath Coalition for Marriage events at Frimley Hall Hotel. Lavinia, there's a lot of upset in the community, particularly amongst rank and file Conservatives. What are your views on this situation?
Well, when I first heard about it, really just before Christmas, I was absolutely appalled that it had got as far as it had without me realising about it. I'm fundamentally opposed, and I've written to Michael Gove and I've spoken to Michael Gove on a number of occasions, I'm fundamentally opposed to the government deciding that it can change the definition of marriage, which some people are talking about as being religious, and it is, but also it is something that is basic to our human nature, and it goes back thousands and thousands of years. And playing around with that, just from the point of view of an equalisation, doesn't make sense for families and for children. They haven't worked out the consequences. And the very least they could do is to slow the whole thing down and really consult over a period of time about what society wants. And whether there are huge dangers in going along this route for children, for families, and frankly, for marriage itself. I mean, you could go on to have more than one partner. You can perhaps marry and then decide that you're gay after all and change. And people do that, but is that encouraging it? What really worries me is you change the law and actually you encourage a different sort of behaviour. I am, by the way, absolutely in favour of equal treatment for gays, both lesbians and gays, and the civil partnership. And in fact, I was at the County Council when this first started, and I do attend the big Idaho event every year when I'm asked to it, and I go along and talk and meet with young people and others. So I'm quite in favour of that, but I don't get the impression that we should go from that, which is a good thing, to jumping into this gay marriage.
So you mentioned consequences to it all earlier. What do you think are the consequences?
Frankly, I don't know. I mean, it's a Pandora's box, isn't it? We don't know what the consequences are. But if you think of little children, they are best brought up, if possible, in a family. Now, I'm not saying that adoption can't take place, but what I am saying is that we should not fiddle around with medical ethics and decide that actually we can have children coming out of a gay couple. I know it has been done, but I think that it's very questionable indeed, and the consequences are for children and families. And if you think about it, I look back to my grandparents. I know what kith and kin I have. I have cousins, aunts and uncles. Having gay couples within, that's one thing, but having gay marriage would, I think, disrupt that natural family, the wider family. And I'm against it. That doesn't mean to say I wouldn't think about it. And I noticed that there's one bishop, the Bishop of Norwich, who's been extremely interesting on this, and it's worth looking him up on the net. Very interesting. He's advocating a slower, more thoughtful approach about what marriage really means. I think it's a pretty cynical move, actually, by politicians. They're in a bubble up there. They're not connected to us in our communities. And I think they're just going for something and saying something very superficial. Marriage is about commitment and love. Yeah, but lots of things can be about commitment and love. That doesn't mean to say you have to go as far as marriage. It's from intelligent people, it's a pretty superficial take without looking at the consequences locally. I think that a lot of us are going to say, we don't approve of this, it wasn't in your manifesto, maybe we won't vote for you, maybe we'll trust someone else. And if there's nobody to trust, we'll have to find our own party, or we'll have to say, we are of this party. You've gone outside what we thought. You are, as far as we're concerned, not of this party anymore. We will deselect you. And I'm saying, why the hell should they make up their minds about something? We have been in a particular party for longer than they have, probably before they were born. You know, they're kids on the block in some ways, and it annoys me that they can be so clever about it without talking to everybody. And by the way, it's not all old people. I was talking to a 20-year-old. She didn't know about it. She was appalled. She is going to petition along with her whole family. 20-year-old, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yep.
But as I said to Jeffrey earlier, I've spoken to a lot of members of the community who really don't care.
okay.
They really don't care because, in fact, to a lot of them, they think that it's already happening because there's civil partnerships that go on in registry offices and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. They don't see it as a major issue. Do you honestly believe that this could be this could cost the Conservatives the next election?
I don't know. I don't know. I know that it means that we don't trust our MP as much as we did.
I mean, that's and, a pretty strong thing to say.
Well, it is. And actually, we do deselect MPs in this constituency when we don't trust them.
Right.
It's happened twice in my lifetime here. But I'm not threatening that. I'm just really disappointed. And I do think that your point about lots of people saying it's happened anyway, civil partnership, if it's happened anyway, why do the extra thing, which is so much more complex? If there's something wrong with the gay civilian, what's it called, the civil partnership, which is specifically designed for gays, lesbians and gays, if there's something wrong with that and it doesn't give enough, let's change that. But don't let's confuse, don't let's change language in this way. The Archbishop of the Roman Archbishop said something about Orwellian. I agree with that.
Right.
It's a bit Orwellian, this. And do we have the right to speak out anymore in this country without being dissed by everybody, without being sneered at by the BBC? There are lots and lots of gays. They're fine. But there are lots of gays in the media. And if anybody speaks out, you're rubbished.
Do you think they pull the homophobe card?
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah, and they say, oh, it's old-fashioned, it's all the same. They ought to be more careful. They ought to be much more careful.
Do you also not perhaps see what the argument that it's an evolution and that, you know, we're in a much more liberal society than what we used to be?
It's not a question of liberalisation, it's a question of fact. A man and a woman fit together, not in a different way, and they produce children.
Right.
And that is a fact of nature. Mm. Now, if you're going to change medical ethics, fine, go ahead, but be careful. We're already talking about all sorts of other things in medical ethics. Mm. And will Michael Gove and others decide to change those things just on a whim, on what people want? You know, you have to be really careful about this. We are rushing far too quickly.
And finally, I asked Geoffrey...
Sorry, it's rather long.
No, it's okay. I asked Geoffrey earlier this question. I'll ask you the same. Is there a middle ground? Could we say, well, look, we can do this, but just not force churches to have to do it?
No, it's not a question. This is what really irritates me. It is not a question of religion. It's a question of our natural beings. And although there are lots of things that you can change, this should not be one of them without a great deal of thought. It's a question of being educated about our whole humanity, a history of our humanity. And you say lots of people don't care, but they haven't thought about it.
Right.
They haven't thought about the consequences.
Well, they haven't thought about it because they don't care. You only put a lot of thought into something that you care about,
because
I suppose.
It doesn't affect them at the moment.
Yeah.
When will it affect them? Mm. It could affect them. And I'm still saying that it needs to be done more slowly. And the bishop... The best person I've read on it is Bishop of Norwich, because he is not as strongly against as I am. And when I read that, I thought, oh, well, let's think about this more carefully. Mm-hmm.
And I think that
the Archbishop of York, by the way, if you want to read someone who definitely knows what he thinks, read the Archbishop of York.
I will.
It's all on the web.
Lavinia Seeley, thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm now talking to the Reverend Bruce Nicol. We're at the Coalition for Marriage event at Frimley Hall Hotel. We've had two very interesting speakers, Lavinia and Geoffrey, on their views on this whole issue of gay marriage. Be interesting, as that you're a clergyman yourself, to see what your take on it is.
Thank you. I'm here this evening because I'm passionately a believer in marriage. I also am a passionate believer that people should have relationships of love and equality, and, you know, circle of family, circle of friends. I've got gay folk in that circle. But what I am convinced about is that marriage is between a man and a woman, right, and has been since the beginning. When Jesus was asked about marriage, he said, well, have you not read what it says? In the beginning, God created us male and female. He created us. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So that becomes a foundation stone, and it is outside of the whole area of what our particular culture is doing here in the West, or the strictures of the Church of England or any other church body. It's bigger and wider than that. It's for the protection of the whole of human society.
All right. Now, a lot of residents that I speak to and have spoken to about this particular issue, because obviously Michael Gove, as well as being our MP, is quite a prominent figure in the government. You know, he's forever on the TV, whether it be the BBC, Sky News. So, you know, it has sparked quite a bit of discussion in the community. Mm-hmm. But everyone I speak to so far doesn't really care that much about it, because, you know, they say, well, we already have gay marriage, whether it be the civil partnerships in registry offices or whatever.
Yes.
What would you say to that? And is there some middle ground? I asked the same question to Lavinia and Jeffrey. Is there some middle ground? Could we go ahead with it, but say that we don't make it compulsory that churches have to perform these services?
It doesn't matter whether the churches end up having to do it or not. What's more important is whether it's a good idea at all or not.
Right.
We already have civil partnership, which was sold to us on the basis that it provides equality for folk, which it does under the law. We no longer have problems to do with, I don't know, a will when somebody dies, or the care of the next of kin in hospitals and things like that. All of that's been dealt with,
yeah,
and that on that basis, a lot of people were very happy to see civil partnerships. And as I say, I went to one in my own family not a long time ago.
Right.
So that's not the problem. The problem is that marriage is being redefined here as, you know, something different. It's, you're calling it something different.
Right.
And just by giving it a different name, it doesn't mean...
You saying then that a civil partnership is not a marriage?
Absolutely. And in law, it's not.
Right.
It never was. It's a basis for equality. But there's something, I mean, in my terms, it come over into my world, there's something about the union of a man and a woman which is close to the heart of our humanity, and expresses something about complementarity, and it's a whole raft of wider issues,
yeah,
there. But it does seem to be, I know some wonderful people who are single parents, and I make no comment at all about people of the same gender bringing up children. But in general, in the vastness of God's plan, it does seem that the best plan is for children to be brought up within a male-female, a father-mother relationship.
Well, that's something I would agree with. I mean, take religion out of it and take God out of it for 1 minute. There are social impacts to this.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's no question that children thrive in a family unit.
In a family unit. Now, what is being said is, okay, but can't we just tinker with and redefine what that family unit is?
Mm. And so you're saying that's what the dangerous part could
be? The dangerous part, I mean, I'll be accused of bringing out the slippery slope thing again.
Mm.
But if it's just logical to say marriage is a good thing and equality is a good thing, and therefore same-sex should be allowed on the same basis as a heterosexual union, on that basis, why not a man and two women? Or a woman and two or more men.
Right.
Polygamy, polyandry,
yeah,
which is already, I believe, happening in some other cultures.
Yes.
And, of course, at the moment, they say, oh, well, of course, that would never be countenanced here, but only because it would seem such a strange idea. If more and more people started to do it, you can quite see that very soon people will be arguing for that. And I've got no brief to tell people how to live their lives at all. But if somebody comes to me and says, what is marriage? I am forced back to what Jesus said. Yeah, it's a man and a woman for life. And that's my building block.
Reverend Bruce Nicol, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul, as always. God bless you.
Thank you.